This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Question. You guys are shooting on the Genesis camera?
Yes.
So there's a lot of digital options out there right now. What made you decide on the Genesis camera?
Well, I think as far as picture quality, Genesis seemed to be what was strongest for us. And I also would like to mention, and this is very important, Gyula Padoş, my DP. I had an opportunity to work with him on my first film, and he is hands down the best DP you can find. It's just, he's an incredible talent, and the Genesis looks like 35. It's just beautifully lit. It's very powerful, as you guys probably can see on this image. And this is a pretty dumbed down quality right there, but he's just really superb. So between conversations with him and Robert, that's how we landed on the Genesis.
We're discussing the decision to sort of abandon the other three Predator movies in the franchise, or to not reference them at all, or...
It's more so the last two films. Of course, the first film is what we were working off of, but it was more so the AVP films that we've dismissed.
Okay. And not Predator 2.
I'm sorry, sir?
Not Predator 2.
Well, Predator 2 was, I think, closer to the original film than what the AVP films later became. So it was more the AVP films that we were dismissing, and it was an aesthetic. It was based on the designs. They kept on getting bigger and bigger and longer swords and blades, and the weapons became slightly cartoonish by the end there. So we wanted to bring it back. And I think science fiction, the best science fiction is grounded science fiction. It's science fiction that you can believe and you buy into, and that's I think as far as design and everything else, that's what kept us grounded as well.
So just out of curiosity, was the character of Nolan sort of a redo of, or sort of originally intended as the sort of Dutch role we'd all, fans had sort of hoped for a long time? Or was he always conceived as a separate character?
He was always conceived as a separate character.
Is there any chance Dutch might appear in the film as that character?
No comment.
When can we watch it?
That's enough. You didn't really say anything more.
Wink once,
when
twice.
When can expect a teaser trailer?
You know, I believe top of next year we'll probably be throwing some stuff forward, but Robert would probably be a better answer for that. One second, sir, right there.
Can you talk about what the first meetings were like with Adrian? Because, everybody was surprised by the choice. It's a great choice, but can you talk about what it was like?
Ask him to take his shirt off, he'll blow you guys away.
What were those first meetings like with him when you were talking to him about the project?
You know, he was very passionate about the project, and he was very fond of the original film, and I think a lot of people working on this film have been that for quite a while. I stood in line at the Avco Theater on Wilshire opening night when I was 14 with my friends, and I had the poster on my wall, so we were geeks. I have the action figures.
Totally speaking, you've got a number of sort of main characters here who are in and of themselves killers, various forms of killers. Is it difficult then as a director to sort of balance it so that the audience actually feels some connection to them and wants them to survive? Or?
Yeah, if you meet Stans, for instance, who's a San Quentin convict, every time he opens his mouth, he's so endearing, and the humor that they bring, and I think we've been able to find different qualities in each character that helps us achieve that very thing. And much like in real life, you have great qualities in bad people sometimes, and we've tried to concentrate on those qualities and find those moments that we can help the viewers connect with them.
Do you have an editor chosen?
Dan Zimmerman.
Did he cut the last Alien?
He did. He did. He did. He did.
You talk about, we heard there's a lot of practical effects and not as much on CGI.
Yes.
Could you talk about doing so much practical, and what CGI are you going to be using in this film?
Well, the Wookiee always looks better than Jar Jar, so that was kind of our mindset, and the original film played in the jungle, and we went to the jungle, and we have guys. Oh, KMB also did an outstanding job. When you guys see the suits and the monsters, it's pretty mind-blowing. It's really mind-blowing. I kind of actually freaked out when I first saw our Berserker, so props to KMB. Greg Nicotero has been really a wonderful support from day one.
Well, what CGI are you having to use for this film?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to get into actual specifics. There is minimal CG, and it will in 99% of it will just be enhancement of practicals. So, for instance, one thing I know I can talk about, a blade extension, where we're not having the blade actually fly out as a live prop. Things like that would be accentuated with CG.
Dogs?
And certain scenes within the dog sequence. There was a great puppet that came be built, and we used a lot of that for close-ups and for the tight shots.
I wanted to just follow up on something you said. If you're, you know, getting rid of sort of the other Alien Predator films, as far as it's an interesting choice to then choose the editor of one of those last films. Was there a reason that? Was it just the bulk of his work?
He's a talented kid, and you know, you work with what you're given. So Dan Zimmerman's a very talented editor, so I'm not concerned about that.
Do you have any thoughts about the sequel or where you'll take the franchise from here? Are you?
I just want to finish this off strong, and hopefully, you know, the fans will love it, and we'll figure the rest out afterwards.
What are your plans for the music?
Well, right now, as we're cutting the film, we're using the original Predator music. So, you know, we're trying to stay as close to the tone and atmosphere as we can to that film. And though we don't have a composer set up yet, but as far as an approach and a direction, we'd like to stay true to that.
Any hidden Easter eggs?
Say it again, sir?
Any hidden Easter eggs?
Maybe on the DVD.
We heard that perhaps when the two Predators were fighting each other, there was a broken blade. We heard that you grabbed the broken blade on a few different occasions.
Man.
I'm curious what the museum is going to look like, what the collection will look like in your place.
I am too. Tommy Tomlinson Props, who'd worked on the original film, is already kind of sick of me going, what's going to happen with that? Fortunately, the blade, no one saw the blade, or I thought no one saw the blade break off, so I have that in my closet right now. But I even kept the mud on it.
One of the cool things about the original film is that, I mean, people refer to it as a sci-fi film, but it's really a survival film with an alien toward the end. How much or how little are you playing up the sort of sci-fi element versus just the character survival?
Well, I think in any monster movie, the more you can hide the monster and the more you can keep him back in the story, the better. And we've attempted to do something similar to that as far as the Predators go themselves. So it is a science fiction film, but staying true to the first film, it was about the build and the suspension and the anticipation of what's to come. And we've relied on that.
Cool. How gory is the film going to be?
With the first film or beyond?
It's going to be as tough as the first film, and there's going to be one or two death sequences that are going to be pretty. You guys are going to be disturbed.
This is the last question.
Coming off of Armored, were you excited to get to do sort of an out of this world kind of, you know, big sci-fi thing as opposed to a?
Very much so. I mean, this was kind of my dream actually to finally be given a chance to be building universes as opposed to working within a set, a realistic world. So it's a blessing for me, and I'm very excited to be given the chance.
So you're saying hard R?
Hard R.
You staying away from the Arnold
one-liners? Thank you, everybody. I'm sorry. Nim's got to go back to work.
What was the question?
The Arnold one-liners. You staying away from them?
As much as we can.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.